Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right, we are here. We're in studio. Feels like it's been a while since that happened. I don't know.
Maybe so last Monday?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something like that. So.
Maybe. I can't even remember.
Can't keep the day straight.
So. It's nice to see Chase the face.
Yeah, you see here he's in the house.
Chase's face.
What's up?
Yes, he has a face. Yes, he does.
Face for radio.
Oh, gosh. Well, it was quite an eventful weekend. We have everything from me being Bobby Bad Host at my own UFC party.
What happened?
That I'll get into.
Oh, no.
And then we had a press conference on a Sunday with a Pope.
The Pope?
I mean, Pope press conference on Sunday.
A Mormon Pope?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think that was on purpose, too. Let everybody know, like, yeah, he's Mormon, but he's going to work on Sunday.
That's a good point.
And that's what, you know what, and that was me and Lieberman's observation, like right away, like when we heard it was going to be on Sunday, like, that's on purpose.
On the Master Sunday.
Yeah, Master Sunday.
Master.
Where Scottie Scheffler took the fun out of it for everyone.
It really did.
It's never interesting.
I had some top five and some top 10 bets.
Yeah,
I was watching that, but
yeah.
there was no intrigue at the top.
Yeah, I bet Scottie Scheffler before the tournament. Mm-hmm. I bet 365. They have a good. I still don't even understand it. They pay if he finishes first and back to eighth. It's a good thing. I don't know. But it's good. It's good to me. It's very, very good to me.
Should have bet Scottie Scheffler.
He's only won every tournament.
I know, but like, you know? I just felt like I would, you know, had like a bonus bet. I had to use it on the Masters. And yeah. I was like, I want to see it make this interesting.
Let it fly, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Scottie Scheffler just feels boring. But of course, if you wanted to make money, you should just. Scheffler.
Yeah. Yeah. So he does. He takes the fun out of it. So the UFC was awesome, by the way. So we'll jump into that.
Made some money on Max's picks.
He did? Okay. Yeah. He started a little slow, but then he picked up towards the end. And there's just two great moments in that thing that I don't care if you like sport or not. It's the greatest thing. Did you watch it, Chase?
I watched the Holloway Gaethje fight. That's for sure.
That was unbelievable. That thing. The guy breaks his nose at the end of the first round. Imagine fighting four more 5-minute rounds with a broken nose, then proceeds to get both eyes gouged. Not even on purpose, I don't think.
Really?
Right eye and then the left eye. I mean, this guy couldn't see or breathe, you know, for a while.
So he was ruined.
It was like a Rocky movie. I mean, he was just taking a beating and still standing there. And then, you know, this Max Holloway guy's killing him the whole fight. He could have just, you know, let the time run out. No. Not with that $300,000 bonus for a knockout.
Knocking
with one
a dude out.
Second to go.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the knockout with 1 second
to go. Can you imagine having the over on 4.5 rounds?
No.
That would be a bad beat.
That would be a
lost
very
by
bad
it.
Beat.
Because you're thinking, and it even falls down in the last like 10 seconds. The other guy like trips away, and you're like, okay, this is going to end. They're just going to stop. No, 1 second to go. I mean, and now Joe Rogan's got a new one of those memes where he's holding, you know, everybody back and going, oh, it's unbelievable.
I saw that last second knockout, and I was like, that was a
surefire
knockout.
I'll show you the rest of it. And by the way, I've sorted out all the damn ESPN Plus Fight Pass. Do you buy it through the Roku? Do you do it? Oh, my gosh. That is a maze. I never want to have to navigate.
I know. I have login fatigue.
Yeah,
very much. On my television and on my computer and everything like that. I'm just.
The password's been used before. It's good to have enough character. Like, if they hack me, they're going to hack me. Right. I mean, I'm over it.
I was going to log in and watch the Louisville-Virginia game. Because it was on the ESPN app or whatever, and I was just like, it's like, it's, and I've like, I, oh. I've logged into this like 100 times.
Is it ESPN Plus? Is
Can
it ACC
I please Network
just watch
Plus? The game?
Yes.
I'm so tired of logging in.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's again, even with ESPN, I've got like 3 different logins.
Oh yeah,
you know, under multiple email addresses. I'm like, y'all made me sign up for one for every fantasy draft, every, you know, so.
And The Athletic, every single time you click on an article from Twitter,
yeah.
You got to log in.
Yeah.
And I'm like so tired of it.
It's fatigue, baby. He's had enough. I'm not taking it anymore.
I've got login fatigue.
Yes.
I just want to turn on the TV and turn on the internet and just go to where I have already paid my money.
Can you turn on the Mitsubishi Mini Split? More sweating.
Yeah.
72. Even you will admit this is hot. In here, so we'll get all that. But the big story obviously is yesterday Kentucky introduces Mark Pope to the fans, and boy, if you thought there were shots by Cal at the UK administration, Mark Pope was letting it fly.
Oh gosh,
on the whole, you'll never hear him say the greatest night in school history is when they get a bunch of draft picks. He was as far from that as you could possibly. I thought the smartest thing he said. And the whole deal yesterday was that they want to win banners. They want to win SEC championships.
Yeah.
Because they do. People spend a lot of money to go down there, and Cal just spit in their face, Alex Morgan style.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, who I don't know. Did we beat Alex? Did we beat her?
Well, she was in town. She made
Did she actually play?
She showed.
Did they trash the field? But, no, I think Mark Pope was like, no, Nashville matters. You know, Nashville matters. We play for banners.
He said everything that everybody's always believed in.
Yes.
Somehow you got away from we want to win national championships.
That's my job is to win national championships.
Yeah. I really like that. There's two people leading these two programs now who are all about the program. Their give a damn meter is off the chart.
It is.
You know, and he called himself a shepherd, good use of words, as he looks over at Jeff and, you know, ostensibly Reed Shepherd. But both are understand that they are shepherds for the program, that's actually a thing. And I thought that part of it was absolutely one of the smartest things he did.
Yeah, I think Mark Pope and, you know, Pat Kelsey, they seem to understand it. And Pope probably gets it more than Kelsey at this point, just because he's played at Kentucky and won a national championship, was a captain here. And he walked in the Rupp Arena knowing what he walked into, you know. Mm-hmm. And how many people they end up having there? Like,
they filled it up.
It was all the way full?
Yeah. I mean, they had turned people away. I mean, it was almost like it was a show of force by the fans to give the big middle finger to Calipari.
Sure.
I feel like that was a way for them to channel that.
Well, some of it probably is, and then I think some of it's just it's like the blue-white game. You know, they show up for that or whatever their
sport.
Yeah,
but, man, it was those
Midnight
games,
Madness,
those games weren't all full. Those games weren't all full. I mean, I think that was a show of force and uniting into one big, hey, Cal, that's cute. You're walking down Richmond Road. F you.
Well, and you know, I mean, I'm not a Kentucky fan, obviously, but I thought it was smart for them to use their intro, you know, from 96.
Yes. Yeah,
and all
to
that
come
stuff.
In on the bus the way they did in 96. I was covering the WKYT. I remember us televising that.
Right.
I was right there.
So, all really made a lot of sense. And it had shades of, like, Louisville, like, where, you know, you get the old guard. Those guys are, like, really excited for their guy to get the job. And I think
this
is
going to
work.
Oh, you know what, though? That's good. There's going to be a little riff there. They're going to get a little Denny and Patino. I can already, with Boogie Cousins' comments.
Oh yeah,
we should get that. We should, if you can find that. You can already see.
Does he not understand? Like, I don't understand. I don't think Cousins is correct there.
I think this. They're going to have a Crum era, Patino era wedge if Pope doesn't do something to fix it fast. But he helped drive it. You know,
oh, sure he did.
You know, kind of like talking about, hey, it's not about getting to the NBA, and all the NBA dudes are like, yes, it is. You know, but we're 23,000 fans are like, no, it's not.
Right, and I think the NBA guys don't get it because they were there for a half an hour. Like, Kentucky basketball has a rich tradition, and their fans, they care about the banners.
Yeah, I mean, Pope had to sit out a year when he transferred in. He had to wait a year and then play and found a way to stay in the lineup for, you know, one of the most dominant teams I've ever seen.
Right.
And I just, man, he was, I don't remember his personality being like that at all as a player, just from interviews and stuff. He's got a huge personality. I thought he was great. I mean, it was enough where I was like, damn, they got a good one.
Well, I mean, I think we have two really likable guys here, you know, in the state.
Absolutely.
You know, like, you can like Pat Kelsey, and I liked Mark Pope, you know, at BYU. I talked about it on the show a couple times, and we're like, no, we can't do the Manchurian candidate, and we talked about that a lot. Yes. But like, he's a likable guy, and we'll see if it works in either case. I obviously, you know, we got to get players.
Fascinating though to watch the stages of this. I mean, all the Phil Baker's open yesterday. We should play that. That was really good.
But I didn't hear that.
All the stages of. You Louisville, you're not getting your coach. You can't get Scott Drew. You got some bum no one's ever heard of. Oh, and now you guys are talking yourself into liking it. Ha ha. And then it was, wait a minute. You are doing the same thing.
Now you're doing the same exact thing. Yeah. And we're going to have as much fun with this now.
You got turned down, even by Scott Drew. Then you got a guy that was a bum, and now 48 hours you've come around, and that's what fans do. Like this, it's so funny though. The exact same things that were being the arrows that were being shot, Louisville fans were just caught and chucked back.
That's right. That's right. You know? And I was talking to Strebel privately, you know, and I was just like, and I'm like, look, man, like. I'm not going to talk you into liking Mark Pope, but he was in the top 25 a couple times with not a lot of dudes. Like,
do they have to sign things saying they're not going to drink or have sex at BYU? I mean, I've heard that. Imagine how hard that is to recruit to. get to the tournament with
heard of soaking and all that stuff, right? You know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I'll let you Google it.
Okay.
Google that real quick, and that's what you have to recruit to.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
That'd be difficult to overcome.
That'd be very difficult to overcome.
If you get to the tournament and you have to do that. That's their name, huh?
Soap for Pope.
Whoa. Oh boy. I'm not even going
to
read that.
Yeah, and like if you don't like kind of adhere to their policies, like you don't play. You get kicked out of school and stuff. So, it's extremely difficult like to hold back.
That's I'm going to let everybody else Google that and just think about how difficult that is to get to the NCAA tournament
recruiting
to that.
Yeah. So he doesn't have to worry about that part of it anymore. He can just recruit dudes. He can just go recruit dudes. I think he'll be a very good X's and O's coach, obviously. Did bet way better than what they had. Now, can he get the same level of players they were getting? That's a totally different conversation.
Look, and I think both these coaches' searches have taught me two things in particular. One, that people are happy at their jobs. You can't just go get any coach because your program means more or whatever you want to call it. The other thing that, you know, as you watch this is, I don't know how many people really want to pay. I know Kentucky was set to pay Hurley the big money, but I don't think it's worth it. I think having that money at your disposal to help buy your players, to use a salary cap, whatever term you want to use. I mean, I refuse to call it NIL. They're not earning off the name of it. They're just getting paid. Fine, I don't care. I just want to call it that. But I think that money is better spent there. I mean, you even hear coaches saying it. No, you know, do we want to spend money towards facilities or do we want to shift it towards players? I mean, at some point, your facilities need maintenance, and you're going to have to do a little bit of both. But I think the days of, you know, going all in on big fancy waterfalls,
no, that's over.
Are probably better spent on
definitely over. And Ohio State has a booster that is just going on like a shopping spree for players. The Athletic had a really good article on it. But no, you see that instead, and I think they're going to do their weight room and facility upgrades out of the operating budget of the athletic department.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to spend their NIL dollars somewhere else.
What is Gandolfo almost cried?
I want to hear that one.
Yeah, because we had the Boogie one up though, right? I've seen the quotes on Boogie. Let's do Boogie first because I've seen the quotes. I haven't actually heard the sound. I know
these last 15, it'll never be the same. Even when it comes to TV games, the revenue, everything that comes with Kentucky won't be on TV anymore. It's going to be hard to get a kid to go to Kentucky.
What?
If they're not on TV, what kids are looking for in today's time is what's hot, what's cool, what's relevant. I want to be on TV every single night to show my talent. Guess what team's going to be on TV every night? The Arkansas Razorbacks.
I mean, there's more to that even. But, I mean, the notion that they're not going to be on TV.
What is he thinking? Like, it's Kentucky basketball. Like, Tubby Smith. 10-loss Tubby. They were on CBS all the time.
It's like he thinks the tradition. It's like he thinks he started the tradition there.
I think he believes that.
I think he does. Like, they're not going to. How many games are on TV? Rhode Island's on TV, probably.
Yeah, A10. I mean, yeah, there's a million. Yeah, and it's Kentucky basketball. It's Louisville basketball. Like, yeah. You know, Duke, like, they're going to show the brands. CBS and ESPN and all these other, you know, television, they're going to show the brands.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to avoid Louisville when we have Kenny Payne.
Like the plague.
Like the plague. I mean, we didn't get any damn thing over the last year. We were on ACC Network extra a ton. Yeah. Now we have, you know, Pat Kelsey, and we're going to get some players.
Who can catch a ball behind his back, apparently, a punt. That was one of the most athletic things I've ever seen.
Sick.
That's awesome.
That is difficult to catch a punt out of those machines. Is difficult.
I mean, Cousins, though, I want to go back for a second because, again, I see a lot of similarities here. Mm-hmm. You know, when Tito came here, it was, you know, a divide immediately. Now they had to fire Diddy, so that was a different sentiment. But I mean, Pope coming in and saying everything their fans believe, by the way, and what college basketball, you know, used to be about. I don't know if it still can be or not, but. You know, it's.
I think
I wanted to say that because, like, Cousins is like, no kid ever went where TV was. They went where money was, and now everybody can put money in your face. So it might even the playing field a little bit. But like, all the things about the kids coming, they're playing for the front of the jersey, not the back. It's never been more opposite. All the kids want is money, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, you all have a lot of money. We're trying to garner a lot of money as well. Arkansas has a lot of money. Everybody's going to get players.
They want money and the ability to get to the pros. I mean, that's it, which is also money.
You know, exactly.
So
yeah, they want
money now
time.
And money later.
Playing time.
And if they happen to win a title along the way, at least the attitude before was, okay, great. Whereas, I mean, I really like Pope's attitude of, I mean, you know, they're trying to win, and he doesn't shy away from the job at all. What was some of the Pope's down there? If you can get,
the revenue.
What's now? I got to hear Gandolfo almost cried. That's
yeah, I want to hear that.
I gotta hear that.
Why was he so emotional?
I don't know.
Just because he's getting his program back?
We're getting a Just Love Rupp, and it was lit as I've ever seen it. I got chills. I'm going to, Ince, I got to admit something to you. I cried a little bit.
Ince is
I'm not going to lie. Like, I cried a little bit. Seeing all those guys come off the bus like that, you got a little misty-eyed. So anyway,
that's going to be replayed on every show tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike.
You'll notice, James, I laid all the way out.
He was oddly quiet.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
I rolled the chair back about as far as I could without breaking the headphones off the microphone.
I got a little just nostalgic, just kind of kicked in.
So that's good. So that's you're right. That'll be played on everywhere. Show
yeah, he yep. cried a little bit when Tony Delk came off the bus. Is that what he was
know.
Doing?
I don't know what moment got him. I don't know.
Which player made Mike Gandolfo cry? I want to know.
I don't know. But you know, Pope, number five, I thought, you know, here on this, I thought was from him was, you know, made sense. I mean, to a lot of fans, I think. Because
when Mitch called me and talked to me about being the head coach here at Kentucky, I understand the assignment. We are here to win banners. And as we go through this journey, we're here to win banners in Nashville.
That was the line of the press conference to me.
Because you guys turn out in Nashville like nobody else, and that matters.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, that's right. Cal never disrespect. I mean, you know, I've always said you got to be bigger than the program, or the program's kind of bigger than you. There, Cal definitely got where he was more about him than the program. And I think people had enough. And again, I think that show of force yesterday was all united into one giant middle finger of you know, hey, go walk down Richmond Road and act like you're embarrassing the program and everything. Get out of town. We're not matching you, and we're gonna have more people at a press conference than any damn game this past year.
Isn't that awesome? No, and you know what? Like, those fans do show up to Nashville. Like it devastates the Nashville market when they lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's the scalpers' market's, you know, just gone. You know, because when them Tennessee lost in the same day. But I mean, it has an impact for sure. Right. I mean, Nashville is like freaking Orlando with tourism right now, so they'll be fine. But yeah, but there's people that spend a lot of money that go down there
and their time plan. And their energy, and they're planning, and they're taking time off work,
and that's what we want to get back to here, where you're not booking a vacation in the middle of the tournament.
No, I want to be able to have to fit in like a 3 or 4 day spring break in the middle of the tournament.
I want to put my family on the back burner.
I mean, we really are.
Yes, I know.
We really are. I'm already planning on that first NCAA weekend being like, you're going to have to wait for me to go, you know, or do you go ahead without me? Because that's what I'm used to doing.
Yes.
You know, being able to plan out 3 or 4 weeks or months ahead of time, I haven't been able to do that ever. So anyway, no, but I was in a pet supply store the other day, and they had the dog strollers. And I was like, that's good product placement. They had them out. Like, you know,
that's right.
How many people?
That's smart marketing.
How many people bought these pet strollers after seeing John? That's a good idea. Yeah. You know, my pet needs a stroller.
It's just going to be real interesting how this rivalry goes from here with these two. I mean, we saw it with the Patino and Calipari eras, and it was great theater. And they were divas, all right? I mean, I love them both. I mean, I love the show. Rick's a diva. I mean, but he's great. But it was about the coaches more than it was the program. And this is going to be two programs where the coaches are absolutely understanding of the fan base, get it, and are going to be part of their community. And they're going to, and I think they're going to win. We won't know if either will, but
I think there will be a spark that ignites the rivalry between these two guys. Like right now, they're brand new. They're recruiting. They're doing stuff with their fans. I think we saw it, you know, because the BYU Center is going to visit Louisville and Kentucky this week, and Louisville fans are like, "That's not real.
That can't be real.
That is created for us to feel like we lost to Mark Pope
for that,
and to give Mark Pope a win in his first." Your former player. I feel pretty good about you getting.
I didn't even hear about that.
You didn't even know that. But he's visiting us Thursday. His name's Ali Khalifa. So we're gonna see.
I'm not falling for that.
Right. Like, I'm not going to get upset. Now, if he commits and comes in,
that'd
great.
Be great.
But I don't
expect
that to
happen. It's got to be the longest shot on the board.
Right.
I love that from PK, though.
What's that?
Sign off on it anyways. Who cares? He thinks he can flip anybody. That's what I want to hear.
You know what? That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point.
But there's, I mean, obviously, we're on commitment watch for Dante Maddox. He was here over the weekend.
So who, and this McDonald's All-American and former Kentucky commit, Jaden Quaintance.
Quaintance, I think is how you say it.
Yeah.
Number 14 overall.
And he's going to take an official visit to Louisville. And
I don't know what day he's coming here, though.
And I'm just reading a tweet that who just sent us this? Mike Lindsay sent us this. That his Jaden Quaintance high school basketball and AAU coach, Thomas Carr, is assistant coach here, obviously.
Yeah. So we have that. And and then also Javon Hadley from Colorado. I think we're on commitment watch for him. He'll be visiting.
It's free agency month, baby. It's like July in the NBA.
Right. I think he visited yesterday or it might be today. I can't remember. But I'm on commitment watch for those two. And then Ballo from Arizona was their best player. Mm-hmm. He's going to be here tomorrow. So really excited for those guys. A whole list of guys are coming to visit. I mean, it's going to be really difficult to keep them all straight. But Pat Kelsey's out there working
and catching balls behind his back on punt. That was awesome.
Like, regular humans can't do that.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't do that.
No.
Like, catching one, just trying to catch one out of those machines, those punt machines, that's difficult enough.
Yeah.
But then to be able to just, on your second attempt, just turn around, catch one behind your back, that was sick. Like, that was awesome. Great.
Didn't even see it coming either. I'm like, oh, okay, so they got another one of these. All right, we're going to look at it and, you know, catching another one, fielding. Okay, cool. And it's like, no.
And I heard he quit after two because he knows.
I would. Yeah. What do you get off the stage, man?
I can only make it worse after that.
Yeah. Off the stage. So that was pretty great. Now, we'll let you hop on in here and we can talk about, you know, some went on with that press conference yesterday or, you know, looking at roster development. We got a spring game coming up here on Friday.
On Friday, we got a couple players in the portal we probably need to talk about. So that's okay. You know, I'm really excited about Friday. I'm not going to look at the weather till tomorrow.
I'll look at it now.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just don't feel like they're ever.
You
accurate.
Are Mr. Weather. So that must mean it's bad, the forecast.
Right. I'm hoping that it improves because today.
Showers in the morning's fine.
Showers in the morning. Well, that's good. And really, we're going to be blessed with weather this week.
My God, I'm looking at that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Be a great, great week.
Lieberman and I hit the Omni pool yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I was like, I can't think of a pool that's open. And I'm like, wait a minute, Lieberman.
So the Omni pool is open and unfunctional? Was it heated?
Warm enough, yeah.
Warm enough? Yeah. We spent a lot of the time down at the lake yesterday. Al and I went down there. Yeah. We have a beach. Put our feet in there. The kids were jumping off the diving board in the lake and stuff like that. It was just a perfect day.
Yeah, skipping to work today. Everybody just lives in a village out there and skips to work.
We went to the Omni.
Yeah. Well,
how was that?
Snuck in. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't that crowded. It was just nice to have a pool open in April.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Like, that was the thing that was pretty awesome about
it. We wait for the whirlybirds, which are happening right now, to finish falling, and then we'll open up the pool. Because I made this error the first
year. Relatable moment coming here for Mark Blankenbaker.
The first 2 years of owning the pool, I was like, I want to open it up as early as possible for days like yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, but the problem is the whirlybirds start falling, and it's like, it's a disaster.
I know, everybody can relate. I know.
Well, how was the Omni?
It's fine. It was
how many people go to the Omni on a Sunday?
There was about, 20 people there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was nice to have that... just to have an option.
You and Lieberman do mimosas or anything? Or what? Like any cocktails?
No. It wasn't a date, Mark.
Oh, it sounded like a date.
No, it was...
Did you have the spa after?
No, we didn't. We went to the FCA event afterward that Coach McDonald was at.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's right.
So, that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah, you went to the FCA event.
Yeah, with the FCA event. Yeah, got a problem with that?
Nope.
You hate God?
No. No, I don't.
Not holy war,
God
Serrano.
And white women I like.
That's right. It's not ruining your life. Yeah. Oh man. So all right, we'll get into that. This UFC, I'll show you this in the break.
Okay.
Some of this stuff. It was awesomeness.
You were a bad host. I got to hear about that.
Oh yeah. I'll tell you why I was Bobby bad host. So we got all that going on here this morning. Don't forget about our friends over at FanDuel. We got playoff time coming up here. So we got, when did the NBA playoffs start? We got the matchup set now. They start this week. We'll have it all for you right here on ESPN Louisville. But whether it's that, the NHL playoffs, it's a golf tournament, you're foolishly not going to bet on our guy
Scheffler, for whatever reason.
You can not do that. I mean,
get cute.
How'd that work out? Right now, the play-in tournament, you got a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. So you got there, you'll get bonus bets if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any Tuesday night matchup. So NBA same-game parlay, perfect way to combine your bets to score a big payday. And, you just have to... you got to check that every day. There's profit boost. I'm looking right now. There's a 30% same game profit boost on Major League Baseball. And they start loading up those promos in the morning. It's like, all right, get these things out at 5 o'clock. I want them at 5 a.m.
I know you're
looking there early too.
I always look early, but they always come around like noon or something.
Yeah,
don't they?
Seems like it takes a little bit longer sometimes. Either way, you got to check that out. It'll be for your rewards and promotions you can get. And so it's great. So it's go to FanDuel.com/DrewD. Bet the NBA with a no sweat same game parlay right there. FanDuel.com/DrewD. You can take advantage of that. It must be 21 or older, present in Kentucky, 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. It depends. Sometimes it's 10, sometimes you get 50, but it's specified right there. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAME.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. Scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
So, I'm glad you explained. This is from Hamilton. This is what Pope wrapped this, I guess.
Yeah. James Black recommendation on this.
I like that. I like that.
A little Hamilton on a Monday.
Yeah, but Pope has done that, I guess.
Right. I guess he's a major Hamilton rapper. Does he rap anything else?
I don't know.
I assume not. I mean, he can't cuss. That's
yeah. Is he allowed to cuss now? Or I guess he's still Mormon. He didn't give up his religion. Yeah.
By the way, I agree with the texter. They're not called whirlybirds. They're called helicopters. I call them helicopters.
I'm fine with that. You can call them helicopters, yeah. Whirlybirds, whatever.
I was trying to think what word it was, but I've always called them helicopters.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
But, I mean,
about.
You're from Indiana,
I'm from Louisville. No, I'm from Santa Claus. I'm from St. Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Santa Claus, yeah, right.
I live in Santa Claus. I'm from St. Matthews.
Yeah.
I was on Nans Avenue.
We'll let you hop on in here, 267-9680, our number to get in. We will have the NBA playoffs for you here this week. We've also got a couple of... I was trying to see. UK UofL baseball game tomorrow night.
Yeah, we need 7 o'clock. We need to get this in. And obviously, losing the series to Virginia is not what you want to do.
Suboptimal.
The first game, what was it, 21-3?
It was bad. God. Yesterday was not good either. But, right. Hey, they split... At least I got a game. Didn't get swept.
Yeah, but they need to beat Kentucky. They're a highly ranked RPI team, and they got to figure out a way to win some ACC series here. You know, they really have to. They need to make the ACC tournament. They got to turn the tide somehow, some way. You know, I mean, there's too much talent on that sideline. Too much good coaching for them to not be able to put it together. So they're reeling a little bit, but it's not like they're losing to bad programs. Virginia's really good, but
yeah, they're ninth in the country.
You gotta beat those teams.
Yep.
To get to where you want to go. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got choked up.
There's something
there.
Going on this morning.
Yeah.
It's something that's... I'm having trouble clearing my throat. It's not good.
All right. Well,
not good.
Well, update us on that. Texter says, told my wife we're soaking until Pope brings a championship back to the Commonwealth.
Oh,
Texter
no.
Texter says, Jeff Lightsey making fun of the rapping was funny. The sound, though, if we can find that open from the Sunday morning, you got that? Because it combined... everything.
This is like mesh it all together.
Yeah. Just okay. Because, you know, like all the stages of grief for both the fan bases together at the same time, grief and then joy.
That's awesome.
So here, once they, you know, I don't know what happened at the Open. Westwood One started playing, but yes, this is the Open he put together. It was great.
I mean, okay, so we never really got to talk too much about Scott Drew.
Yeah.
All right. And for whatever reason, look. If Scott Drew's off the job, he's going to take the job.
Yeah.
I think that'll happen. Now, if Scott Drew's, get down to Scott Drew, if Donovan says no, and Hurley says no, and Scott Drew says no, then Louisville fans, if you want to get your jokes off, fire him off. You about ready to see big boy coach search?
Really?
This is big. This ain't piddly kitty time, around coach search. This ain't piddly fart around coach. This is real time big boy coach search. This ain't Pat Kelsey, Dusty May, Josh Sertz search. You get what I'm saying?
Are you sitting down?
Uh-oh.
Yes,
I can tell.
We need some breaking news music.
Zach, hit the breaking news music.
Yeah, Steve Rubbage and others have texted the personal bat phone, if you will.
Okay.
Sources. BYU's Mark Pope is a candidate for the head coaching vacancy at Kentucky.
No.
Pope was a member of the 1996 national title team in Lexington.
Yes, he was.
Phil,
what did you do? You want to see this? Do you want to see this?
Phil.
John Rothstein.
Ooh, that's a legit source. That's not me and Billy. That's John Rothstein, baby. Come on, baby. It's happening, baby.
Steve, you good? You got Sweeney coming up in 20 minutes, baby.
No. Yes.
Not good.
Yes.
I'm not good.
I'm so glad it came from Rothstein.
I can't do this. I can't do Mark Pope.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
You about ready to see big boy coach search?
Slowed
this
it
is
down.
Big. This ain't piddly kitty time. Fart around coach search. This ain't piddly fart around coach. This is real time. Big boy coach search.
It's good stuff. That was good stuff.
Oh, man. He's going to have to hear about that forever.
Like
the idea that he didn't want Mark Pope. I mean,
Didn't
want and rejected it entirely. And then now, I assume he's going to be loving Mark Pope.
Oh, of course. Yeah. All on board, which is okay. But it's so funny. We didn't forget what happened 3 weeks ago, all right?
No, we haven't forgotten.
We did not forget that, all right?
So, really. by us going first, we got to make sure that we weren't hypocrites.
Yeah, you're right.
We just put them in the hypocrite position.
Right, which we would have been. We would have done exact same thing.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But at least we're not in that position. Like, now, they just are hypocrites on full display. It's perfect.
Yes. It's only because they went second, but who cares? You're right. You're allowed to do that.
And then the kid, Jaden Quintus, he's going to be visiting.
Quintus.
I got to figure out how to say his name. A Kentucky fan called him a traitor on Twitter. But they spelled it like traitor, like he was a fur trader. And I was like, there's nothing more perfect than all the
you're
a
traitor, like the wrong you're?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you are a traitor. No, I'm not. I'm not a stock trader. Why would you accuse me of such a thing? I'm just a high school student, you know?
Yeah, but there's nothing more perfect in all the world to watch a Kentucky fan misspell traitor.
Please tell me the yore was wrong, too.
I hope it was. I got to go back.
The odds, I mean, that's probably a minus 130.
I think they just wrote traitor. I don't think they wrote anything other than traitor. Just traitor.
What are we trading?
What are we trading? Baseball cards?
Yeah, so I don't know what we're trading.
It's different than Benedict Arnold or John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, it's a big difference than somebody that murders someone, Mark. You went zero to John Wilkes Booth?
Well, I don't know. I'm watching Manhunt right now on Apple TV. You watching that on Apple TV?
No.
It's incredible.
I don't watch
it. It's really, really good. Manhunt's good. I like it a lot.
Good for you. He went zero to John
Wilkes Booth. Well, it's just on my mind. I'm just thinking of the nearest traitor. It was Benedict Arnold, John Wilkes Booth. Those were traitors.
Well, I don't know that John was a traitor much as he was an assassin.
He was an assassin.
I mean, I think he was more
he was an
into
assassin.
That category. Just me.
Yeah, I mean, however you want to characterize it, it's fine with me.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
However you want to call it.
Whatever makes you feel good.
He killed the president.
Yeah.
In front of 1,500 people.
Yeah.
And ran away.
Not very far. Did he even get out of the theater? I don't know.
No, he ran for like weeks.
Oh, he did? I didn't know.
It was like
that.
10 days or something. Yeah, 10, 12. That's why the show is the show.
Twitter must have been fire back then.
Man, can you imagine if they would have found him?
Imagine somebody murders a president and you're searching for 2 weeks.
It was like 2 weeks, yeah. Like the whole show is based on this entire thing. It's great. Yeah. It's actually a really good show.
Texter wants to know about Lole. He's in the transfer portal. I mean, I just saw that last night.
Yeah, Jermaine Lole is in the portal. Louisville is flush on the defensive line. I don't want to lose him.
I don't want to lose him, but how many games did he actually end up playing?
He finally got healthy at the end of last year. I think he played 4 or 5 games healthy. Unfortunately, it just didn't pan out to be the day in, day out guy. Now, when he was healthy, he was good.
Yeah.
But if you look at Louisville on the defensive front, that's one of the places where I thought that they would lose guys. There are some reports that we're going to lose a handful of offensive linemen. They're generally, and one of the guys that was listed there, Victor Cutler, said that wasn't true. But Pete Nakos from On3, who's usually accurate, said that Louisville's going to lose some more senior guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to go on across the country. I mean, football has 2 free agency periods, seems to me, because you get through spring practice and it's like a preview of the season. You go, well, I might not be playing as much as I thought, or your coach going, we need more players at, you know, pick a position.
That's right. And I think, you know, if you're a senior and you're not in the 2 deep or you're second string, you're probably looking at, I want to go somewhere where I can play.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. And so, you know, and some of these guys can find a place that where they can go and play, and they're probably get a good player. Like Trevante Sylvester, I like. Lance Robinson, I think, is a good player. I don't know about this Ruben Unajai guy because he's only here for the spring.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But Sylvester and Robinson, I think they're quality players if they do hit the portal. And so a team will get a quality player, and we'll open up a spot at where, like, wide receiver.
Yeah, they're going to go shopping for wide receivers.
They have to. I mean, they need, like, Colin Lacey's a good one. Ja'Cory Brooks is a good one. Chris Bell's a good one. You need to go find a guy that's going to be a difference maker out there at receiver, because you saw it last year.
They just need more of them, too. I mean, they just got to have more guys out there at that position. I mean, it's not the offense Jeff Brown wants to run.
You saw us against USC, against a really kind of an average, really below average defense. They couldn't get open.
Yeah.
You know, without Jamari Thrash, it was like, what are we doing here? And that's not what you want in your stable at wide receiver with Jeff Brohm as your coach.
No. I think it would drive him crazy to run another ball control offense. He'll do it. You know.
Sure. And, you know, we have a better quarterback. I mean, I just always go back to that fourth and three play that we had against USC. And it was a perfect play call. And Jack Plummer threw it at the feet of the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you, as a coach, you can't set it up any better than that. You got to have a guy that can deliver the ball, and you got to have a guy who catches, and that was on the quarterback, really. But coaches can only take you so far. Eventually, players got to play.
Well, we'll see what they do after spring game on Friday. It's all starting now. You got Friday, you got spring game, you got Thunder on Saturday.
You going to do the caboose on Friday?
Hell yeah, we're going to do the caboose. It's more important than the game. You know, we gotta be ready to go with that.
All right, what's on the menu?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not, you know. I'm, when the first lady of the caboose sends out, you know, the assignments, then okay. I'll know my role.
And when are we getting the assignments? When do you get the assignments?
Yes, you got a mouse in your pocket over
there? I mean, I'll probably show up.
I don't know. I don't know when I'll get the assignments.
Okay. All right.
I do what I'm told.
I know what's on the menu here today. We got Chick-fil-A rolling through.
That's right.
I think we're getting chicken strips and mac and cheese today, I think is what we're getting.
Okay.
I think. But we
wouldn't have to vary off that chicken sandwich at all. I'd be just fine with
that. I think they want to bring in a variety, showcase the menu that they have over there.
No Chick-fil-A,
Bardstown Road in Stony Brook. And if you're looking to get some catering done, like we're going to have here today, then you can do that for your business. And put it on a regular rotation. I know that there's a lot of places to just get it regularly, like on Monday. Mondays or Tuesdays, or whatever it is, and they can do that for you over there at Chick-fil-A.
I see. I opened up Twitter. Chase, first thing I see is they put 72,000 fans in Kansas City for the Messi. Is that right? Kansas City. They moved last night's match against Lionel Messi to Arrowhead.
They did,
and they had by far the largest crowd. It says in state history, but is that even for Chiefs games? I would imagine a Chiefs game had more than that. But either way. For Messi last night. I didn't even, it's just like you didn't notice that either.
I didn't. I saw that he had his bodyguard, he has a bodyguard with him at all times in the U.S., which
he should. Yeah.
It amazes me, though, because he didn't have one in Europe or South America where he is much more, notable.
Yeah. I would think that guy would always have a security.
He definitely should.
Did Alex Morgan have security yesterday?
I don't know.
Or whatever
I think we tied
was?
Her, by the way.
We tied her?
Yeah.
Did she do anything?
I don't know.
I mean, she
showed up.
She showed up. Did
showed
she trash
up.
Our town? I didn't know.
No.
I didn't hear anything.
No, I don't think so. They had plenty of people going after that, though, man. That was
it a big event?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, asking tickets left and right. Nikki the Boot has his usual 3 hours before the game limping in. Can I get a couple more tickets? Like, yes. You can ask on any day other than game day, too. You know,
right.
Send
you
them
can
all.
Ask
they're
ahead
they're
of time.
There right now. I've got them.
Yeah. So I asked my kids if they wanted to go.
They said no.
And they said, Alex, no. Had her chance.
They can go tomorrow night. They got a U.S. Open Cup match for Lou City tomorrow night. So
oh, really?
We'll have that at 7 o'clock. You know, might be a nice
that
little
might
evening.
Be good.
Well, you got UK U of L baseball tonight. I know where you're tough to get to both. Well,
tough
actually,
to get to both.
You could do like first half one. Second half of the other.
Yeah, but if I'm going to go to one, I want to go to the whole thing.
No, I get it. So we'll let you hop on in here, 267-9680. Our number to get in, text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. I'll check out some of the text there. Texter says, can we talk about how perfect Jeff Lights is? Yes, he was.
I mean, that was absolutely perfect. Like, yes, you can. Because he's like, I can't do it. Yes, you can.
Yes,
you will. And you will. I mean, he was... Lightsey was perfect there.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can do it any better. Can you? I mean, can you?
No, but Phil start lobbing the ball up and then, Lightsey, just prodding the setting the back screen so that he could come up and, have Streeble just dunk the ball.
And they're at
it was
Twin
absolutely
Peaks,
perfect.
And it was, oh my gosh, what a show. What a moment in ESPN radio history. That was perfect.
It was it was really good. Really, really good.
So how are you the bad host?
Oh, tell me so here's how host. Is Bobby bad host. So this is our thing now. We're going to host UFC events. Like we're going to get the fights at all times. And we have the fight at no problems with the transition off of the undercard to the main card.
Okay.
that went great. I had the double dogs there. So I had
perfect
food. Now of course, first couple people show up and they don't have beer with them. Like, okay, I'm not providing. It's BYOB. I got the fight and I got this.
Right. You got to get on the Liquor Barn app and have it delivered.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm not doing that for you because I feel like I've done pretty good to pay for the fight and
get
the food. Like, yeah, kind of on your own after that. I've got about 3 beers left. That's it.
Who's showing up with no beer? Who's showing up with no beer?
Some unnamed folks. Some unnamed folks.
Who shows up in the end of anything?
I'm a big bum, but I would not do that.
That's it's like we're adults now. We're not getting a keg.
Okay.
Although maybe that's the thing next time.
Okay. A keg wouldn't be bad. I mean, get that
not
from
a bad
Liquor
idea.
Barn, and they could bring
that's
it
right.
for you and take it away.
I've seen them do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really easy.
They'll take it away, too.
Yeah.
They'll come back and get it?
Yeah, I think they'll come back and get it. Okay. I think. Okay. I'll double check on that. But I
or
think
you take it.
Well, of course, it's so it's light. It. Yeah, when you're taking it back, it's easy to take back. Okay. Yeah.
But
lifting, it's like the heaviest thing in the history of the planet.
But they will bring it to you, and it'll be cold.
That's true. It's a good point. Might think of that for next time.
But we got to talk to our listeners here. Yeah. You don't show up to people's houses empty-handed.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like that's a basic, like, okay, you're going to go over to somebody's house, and you say, hey, we're going to cook dinner. What can we bring? Oh, you don't have to bring anything. We'll take care of it. You still bring something.
Yeah, it's all dudes, though. It's like 15 dads and 15 sons.
I know, but
I agree with you.
You still bring something.
I agree with you. I agree. For the most part, what not an issue. But it was just kind of funny. But so I've done the good part of hosting, all right? But and the first couple of fights were just eh, right? They're kind of okay. You watched the whole thing, right, Chase? Sounds like.
I watched quite a bit of it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, and it was, I don't know, probably there's like two fights to go or three fights to go. And
pass out.
When bed looked really good. And yeah, I fell asleep at my own party. Bobby Badhoes.
No, I don't think that's Bobby Badhoes.
Like, I woke up to a text from Max, where are you?
It's like, you know? I fell asleep. I went
to
bed.
Yeah. I mean, and missed like the best, like the Gaethje Holloway fight's like the best thing I've seen in sports in I don't know how long. Like,
it's awesome.
It's worth your time if you can watch it for 25 minutes. It's unbelievable. You just saw the guy's nose get broken in the first round.
Man, like, he dipped out at the wrong time.
And you just wait. I haven't even shown you the rest of it. So, yeah, I Irish goodbye my own party.
I think that's okay, though. We do this at the pool sometimes. So we'll have
that was the host. Well, they had 30 people at the house.
Well, I mean, I've gone and taken a nap during a pool day. In the middle of the day.
I didn't wake up until the next morning.
Well, yeah, we always, you know, usually
Max
re-emerge.
Cleaned up, though. You know, Max cleaned
he did?
Up. Yeah, yeah.
And how much of the food got eaten? All of it? Or?
Oh, yeah, that was long gone. And I ordered even more. I ordered even, you know, got some B-dubs delivered. So
I don't think that's bad form. I think it's okay. No. Like, everybody's fine. Everybody's happy. Yeah. You're not kicking anybody out. You're just going to bed.
Your own party.
I think
I did. Well, I appreciate you co-signing that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that, Chase. I mean, is there a problem with that?
I think it's fine. You missed out on the fight.
I missed out. And to watch it with a group of guys is freaking awesome. It's damn near animalistic, you know, when what happens in that fight. And you haven't even seen the ending of this. You saw the end of the first round. Just wait.
Do Max and his friends, like, they start wrestling and stuff?
No, they did break a door the last time we had one of these. But
they broke a door.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we don't have to, there's like a hole in the, yeah, I mean.
We don't have that property destruction.
I got to replace a door, which that may as
it's
well be sorcery.
Be broken
that's sorcery. I don't know who does. Do sorcerers do that? Who replaces doors?
Door companies? Lowe's?
Will they come out and do it? They'll sell you the door.
I think they do installation, yeah.
All right.
You buy a floor from Lowe's or Home Depot. Like, you buy a floor from Corfidge, they'll install it.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume, maybe you're right. I've never had to fix
but
a
there
door.
Are door people?
Like, I don't know. Companies. Are there door people out there? Maybe there are.
There have to be door people. Garage
big
door
in the
people,
door game? Yeah.
There's garage door people and there's regular door people. And sometimes they're the same people.
Yeah, because they know how to use
doors.
Things like tools and measuring sticks. You know,
so Diener's got a broken door.
That was from the last UFC fight, though. Yeah, I wasn't going to replace till after 300. I thought they might get excited again.
Is it just a hinge?
No, somebody kicked a hole in the door.
There's a hole in the door.
Yes, more to the kids.
So there's air coming in.
It's not to the outside. No, it's an interior door.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Okay, you want to come do it?
I've hung all sorts of doors.
Okay, well, you're a sorcerer.
But I would rather have a door guy.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I don't want to come over and do it. I could do it.
I have no interest. I tried it one time years ago, and I'm not trying that again.
Yeah. Nope. I get it. I understand.
Mm-mm, not doing
but there
it.
Are
I need a door person.
There are door people.
There are door people out there. Most.
Yes.
Okay, good to know. So, Dina, we can hang a door. We'll walk you through it. No, I'm not.
No, he doesn't want to do it.
No.
He doesn't want to, you know, get his fingers pinched.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hold it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to screw
when that
it together.
That was from the last one. I went down. I'm like, boys, somebody going to fest to this? And so we have kept it quiet. Yeah, from his parents. It'll be an unnamed child. Unnamed.
But he did cop to it.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
That's
yes.
good.
Yes.
He copped to it to you. That's what matters.
Yeah. It wasn't volunteered after I asked. Either way, it's fine. But yeah, to watch it with a crew of guys and like when there's just a knockout, it's just Were you watching with the crew, Chase?
No, I had a friend here and there, and then a lot of friends coaching and stuff over the weekend. I luckily was not at that point.
Yeah, so. I mean that was damn near midnight when that was going on.
They were, they're out of town, so they. But yeah, it was when you watch it, like we're gonna with the McGregor fight that got announced in the summer. Yeah, that's gonna be a night.
So Conor McGregor did announce that he's coming back, and that's when.
In July?
Yeah, 303.
Yeah, it's in the summer. And he still brings a crowd, even though he's probably not
fading
even
him
anymore.
Fading him. I don't even know who's fighting Fade.
But the best advice Max had, though, about the betting on these things was when he was watching. You know, they normally it's like, I don't know, a $50,000 bonus for a knockout or $80,000, something like that. Well, Dana White, since it's UFC 300, made it $300,000.
$300,000.
So he was saying take the under on the rounds because guys are going to be more aggressive to get the knockout because of the money. I was like, that's a good point.
Wow.
I don't know if that ended up working. I have to check the results, but I know one fight that it did.
Right. 1 second left. I saw that highlight. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. It really was.
Like, whoa. I mean,
and keep in mind, his nose was broken prior to that knockout punch. Prior to that. And he got drilled on the cheek, nose, boom.
Oh, it had to hurt so bad.
It was like his nose moved.
It was a good night, and it was instant. You know, it was like a just straight down to the mat. The fight was over. They brought up the medical staff.
Yeah.
And but no, I mean, it is animalistic. I don't get into UFC, but I did watch the highlights of it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the main event, I'll show you the break. It was great. It was the biggest stud move I think I've ever seen by the guy that won.
Really?
Pereira. The other guy showed up fat, too. If I'd have been awake for that. I'm going to bet the house on Prairie. I mean, that dude showed up fat. He had belly fat. Like
really?
A UFC fighter. What the hell?
Not for a UFC fighter.
What the hell, man? All right, so we'll continue along here, 267-9680. I don't have a door guy, but I do have a roof guy, Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal. Online, carlinroofs.com, C-A-R-L-O-N roofs.com. Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, they replaced my entire roof a few years ago. They can do an entire roof replacement. They can do just a few shingles. They can help you go to battle with your insurance company, like he is for you right now.
Yeah, we're still fighting.
Still
but we're
fighting.
We're getting closer.
Yeah.
We're getting closer.
So, again, no, did the same thing for Keith Pointer. Fought with the insurance company and won. Not going to win them all, but you're going to win more than you would by not asking. So
definitely,
that's the thing that you know they can do for their Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, whether it's your residence or your business. That flat roofs is what they specialize in. For those commercial roofs, they can handle that as well. So 458-9898 online, carlinroofs.com. That's C-A-R-L-O-N roofs.com. It's Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, and Tom here is talking about it right here on the Dinner Show.